Once again, today we have a new topic, and that's the chapter 9 on customer managed relationship. It's a continuity of what's going on and what you are learning through. So please continue learning from me. Let the flow go. We are now today looking into creating customers' lock-in, mass customization strategies, mass customization of the product, price, process, and partnership, challenges of 4Cs, CMR-based marketing system. So all these points will be discussed and will be talked about. So, customer managed relationship is the acronym for the customer managed relationship. It is almost a new version of CRM. So, there is one theory that the CRM is literally a dead thing now. There is a new thing which has emerged out of it from the CRM, and that is CMR. Repeat, CMR. CMR, customer managed relationship, is a value added chain in the traditional relationship management. So now CMR, as you have been now seeing, it is a development on CRM. Customer relationship management has now improved into CMR. So what has been done into that? There are certain value added into that. It is not just value added, it is entering into the life of a customer, literally. So what is that? CMR truly subscribes to the philosophy of living inside the customer. So exactly what I said, you understand what the customer is and not what you would like to traditionally go on and keep talking in the CRM, customer relationship management. So the main purpose of CMR is to address the threat of falling production margins and increase competition. So as you know, this is a time of heavy competition, and everybody realizes the importance of competition. So the main purpose of CMR, customer managed relationship, is to address those issues and let not the product of an organization, of an entity, fall, and product margins and then into the living of the competition era. So that is the main purpose. Customer managed relationship is the new customer driven marketing model where the customer drives the car and the company provides the roadmap. Try to understand on a very typical example from a day-to-day life, wherein in CMR the customer is driving the market. He drives, what is explained here is he drives the car and the company provides the roadmap. So on the roadmap that is provided to the customer, he goes into and to rewarding lifetime relationship. That was the customer managed relationship. Now is the old model. Now we come back to the old model. CRM, customer relationship management, is the old model where the company takes the control of the customer and what is just as a support to drive it back. Customer, it was just was getting addressed by the company. Customer had very little say. That has very drastically changed. As we said in the previous slide, that the customer is now taken control. The customer holds the control in the market. Today's customer doesn't want to take quick decision on what is being offered to him, what has been addressed by him to him by the company. So ultimately, the old style of CRM is almost, as I said very categorically, it's almost dead. What is the difference between CRM and CMR? Mind it, there are three alphabets in both of this, but there is an amount of difference between both these terminologies. Look at this. CMR, which is customer managed relationship, relies upon the action of the customer to drive performance. As I said, the customer holds the command. He drives the performance, while customer relationship management is supported by database marketing, the old traditional way of collecting data, and then on the basis of that, you target your audiences, you target your clientele, you address them, and then start marketing with whatever technology, which relies on the action of the companies to drive the performance. That was the customer relationship management. Now CRM, customer relationship management, is about the company. CMR is about the customer. So both of these, just please try to keep pace with both these. As I said, they are just three alphabets. One C is common, and RM and MR are just fiddled up, but both have differences. Again, it is in customer managed relationship is focused merely on what customer needs are, and customer holds the market. Customer is demanding and customer is getting. Customer is understood in the strict sense of marketing. What is the difference? Again, we continue. If you look at the CRM, customer relationship management, it is all about companies managing relationship. The company is in command. Company decides what to talk, how to speak, what to offer, what is the services we offer. But if you go to the thing, deeper, customer doesn't like to get managed. We are, as I said, everybody knows there's a lot to read, there's a lot of competition, there are a lot of options with the customer. So many customers don't like to get managed. They don't want that some ideas to be pushed. So nowadays, customers do not like to be tracked. We don't like that. Customers don't like that type of marketing wherein regularly there is a follow-up 5 times in a day or maybe 3 times in a week. So customers do not like to be tracked and directed or categorized. They should not be identified and categorized in the strict sense. Customers expect organization to make their life easier. A lot of time we think it is pain when you get regular call on the basis of the traditional style of approach where customer was being tracked. So CRM is data oriented. We collect data, huge amount of monies are paid where data being provided with the, from the data bank, data mining sources and so on, which we have done in the previous lessons. So customer relationship management is data oriented, whereas CMR, the customer managed relationship, is action oriented. What customer want, you do that. What customer look forward for, you do that. So it is a marketing where customer is prime. Customer-managed relationship is supposed to be practiced from the front end. It doesn't begin at the tail end of your activities. It should begin at the front end, right from the very beginning, right from the grassroots of marketing strategies, wherein customer relationship management is practiced at back end. So at the back end, meaning behind the curtain, where we have call centers, traditional telemarketing, all those are being practiced from the backstage or at the back end. a CRM system were deployed with an intention to support Salesforce. This initial customer relationship management was done to support the team, the sales team, who should go into the market. So it was being created or intended to support the sales force and service department. So wherever the marketing was for a product which was needing service, that was the CRM requirements were that you prepare the ground for us, we go into the market on the basis of what ground has been prepared. Whereas CMR believes that customer would want to manage themselves. Obviously, it is the other way. Customers don't like them to be managed. They want to manage themselves and be in control of when and where and how to do the business. So customer knows, I have a choice. I would decide at my own pace. I would pick up the product I want. So they take control when I would buy this product, where, from whom, and how to do the business. Am I accepting a down payment, or am I expecting an EMI? Am I expecting an extended credit? Try and pay, and so on and so forth. So customers' life is practically stepped in CMR and understanding the customer. Again, we continue. The key aspect of customer behavior which addresses CMR issue is a customer view their interaction with you from their side of the fence. So customer sits and watch and monitors. He sits and decides on how he or she wants to view this whole interaction. Is it too persisting or is it insisting? This is important. It should be that the customer should feel that he is not being insisted to buy the product. Business should not be placed out of customer view or perception. You cannot just dump a product because you think as a marketing company that the product is good value. It should be proactive, persisting, but not insisting. The more you talk about, the more you know about the customer, the more they expect you to perform right. So as and when you start learning about the customer, the needs, how the customer want, when, why, where, all that, so you perform right. You perform in the right way. Technology is the only enabler to offer a self-service and puts the customer in control of all type of customers. I read again, technology is only enabler to offer a self-service and put the customer in control for all type of customers. Customer-manager relationship is more than just creating a self-service application on the web. So it is not that you decide something on the web. It is not simply that. It is more than good process design. So everything what customer would look into, it should be very well designed, well presented. It is more than successful campaign. It cannot be just said, well, something worked somewhere, so it is successful here also. I would give a very ideal example here about the Indian movies. We get a successful movie done in Tamil or in Telugu. They are dubbed or remade in Indian movie, in Hindi. So there is a need for Hindi audience, and that should be implemented. So what the audience, the customer in a bigger sense, want, who are Hindi speaking, that would be put into that dubbed movie. I think this explains what I'm trying to say. There's not just creating something, a good design, but more than that, what is going to be successful. Customer need to feel control from the two perspective. customer should feel that he is still in the control. That's in control of their data. Sometimes you would find when you make up a call, you always, if you want to ask, where did you get my number from? So he wants to feel that what is the source of getting the data, and he want to be, he could decide that he's in the control of their process. He would say, don't call me at XYZ time, don't call me at XYZ place, and I would call you back. So this everything is suggesting that customer takes a very strict control. And that's what is CMR is all about. CMR approach links all the stakeholders together across the process and allows true collaboration to resolve the issues. So in CMR, we have got all the stakeholders, that means the supplier, the employee, the service provider, all the stakeholders, and whatever, logistic department, the sales team, the sales head, the production head, they are all act together and very good true collaboration to resolve the issue. This may even mean involving the customer in the discussion. Sometimes you need to take an account, take an opinion from the customer to resolve that issue, and decisions where appropriate. So wherever the need be, the customer is called out to resolve and take a concrete decision that should be appropriate in marketing that product. This does not only save time. Obviously, when you understand customer well, involving all the stakeholders into it, the transparency is there. Customer knows what is going on. Customer also knows that the result that will come out or a whole discussion on a one common platform, that result will be a mutual appreciation and a great trust from the customer. Now we look into another area, the customer lock-in, taking the customer in confidence and locking in. So what brings customer into the confidence? The most important thing is a trust. The trust is a key factor in customer lock-in. So what is customer lock-in? Getting the customer to invest their personal data in you so that they remain long-term and you can get a clear picture of their needs through their analytic and enable you to target them with more appropriate product and services. So that's called customer lock-in, where you get customer. So what customer lock-in? Many companies are investing in the customer to getting the loyalty and creating their profit, but avoiding competitor from entering into that customer's needs. And that is lock-in. So chances of the repeat business are increased much more using this strategy. So when you look into customer lock-in, then the chances of the repeat business are increased much using this strategy. So understand this, locking in the customer with the trust and then getting the customer to invest in you so that they remain long term. So the organization into invest into the customer and you remain long term, the customer remain the long term connectivity into the business, and you understand. I'll give you an example here. Let us understand this way. The company, say a computer company, is marketing the computer. So the computer, because they are in big number, the computer manufacturer would offer the product at a price that may not be giving the company that type of a high margin of business or a profit. But because there is a lot of competition going in, so they lock the customer in and then they say, buy this printer along with it, you get for 5,000 or 10,000 rupees. Now there the company makes the money, not in the price of the the computer itself. So that's locking in the customer and then investing into the customer so that you get a long-term connectivity and you retain the customer for longer or a repeat business. We talk about human factor. When you need to consider customer view, human factor is an important consideration. Customer is a human being. So the human factor needs to address the way customer thinks. You are not talking to a robot. You are talking to a human being, a living person who has got hands, brain, eyes and tongue to talk. So he is or she is thinking, and most important, how he makes a decision to buy. So that element of human factor should be practiced. It is critical to view every interaction with customer to understand end-to-end experience, ultimately the understanding of human as a human being, what he would be thinking, she would be thinking, and what would be the ultimate experience out of this whole process. That has to be understood. Human factor plays a very important role. We don't deal with non-human in a customer managed relationship. We are dealing with human beings. Very important. That has to be borne in mind. Let's talk about the perfect markets. Some term that you might have heard. Let's learn what is perfect market. We currently belong to the era of perfect market of the world, where business value means customer value. So what is the perfect market? Broadly, a perfect market, there are good number of buyers, there is a good number of sellers, and there are reasonable business practices. That is a perfect market. There are buyers, there are sellers. The four trends described below would destroy the boundaries between the customer and the supplier. Let's talk about let's see what is an imperfect market, something opposite that. Real estate market considered as an imperfect market because at times there is less supply, more demand, or in some areas there are more supply and less demand. But otherwise, we talk of a perfect market. We know X number of customers. We know X number of products. We know X amount of competition. We know X amount of competition on the other side. So it's a perfect balance. So business value means customer value. So availability of information. These are what destroys the boundaries between customer and supply. So customer and the supplier are perfectly per the market needs. So availability of information to both of them, if that is not in the proper trend, proper supply, that destroys the trend. No barriers to entry and exit. It should not be a monopoly. Then anybody wants to step in a perfect market, and also the way they want to leave that market, there should be no barriers. Equilibrium pricing, that refers to the price which is as per the perfect market needs, and perfect matching. You have to match what the customer. If these trends would destroy the boundaries between the customer if they are not available in the correct sense. Let's come to the new topic, which is something to deal with: mass customization. In customer manager relationship, what you offer, I repeat again, in a customer manager relationship, what you offer it, how you offer it, how you partner it, or you construct it. It all depends upon how you attract, acquire, retain individual customer. So what you may be doing, what you may be marketing, what relationship you are making, and whatever depends on how to attract. Basically, it is to attract and acquire and retain a customer. That's a mass customization. What you actually do in mass customization, in your price, your product, your prices, your partnership, and your process. So you, in mass customization, you launch your products, you fix up your pricing, your partnership, who would like to deal, and your process. So you decide on the product, they should go in the market, we would fix up this as a price, with whom you would deal, and what is the process of reaching this market. So let's take one by one. A mass customization of the product through re-engineering the business around the smart use. So in mass customization, you do a business wherein you develop, you come up with a strategy that your business is in the market, you are dealing with the market with a smart use. You deal with the 80-20 process, whereas 20% of the target audience or the general public you are targeting, and you get the 80% of the business. Only technology is just not good enough. So in mass customization, the technology is just not good of products. What one need in addition is customer intimacy, the relationship with customer, and understanding the needs of the customer, the human behavior of the customer, and operational excellence. The service level should be at the excellent level.